Welcome to Be the Evidence with Susan Grace and Aubrey Mast. We are so grateful you are here. In honor of how grateful we are that you are joining us, we have launched BeTheEvidence.live. It is a community forum where we gather together to discuss the energies, the astrology, all the things that are unfolding in real time basis, everything that you hear about within the podcast. Within BeTheEvidence.live, you get access to real-time text message notifications that talk about and discover what are the energies as they are shifting. We also do presence practices and recipes to support navigating those energies. There's also a card of the day pool daily from a tarot. And then there's guided meditations. We do live calls weekly where we discuss how to prepare for the month ahead, for the week ahead, what we have seen, what we felt, what has shaken out, and how to just be with one another as we are shifting through becoming evidence, becoming liberated, becoming more and more of ourselves. If that's something that interests you, we would love to see you there. All you have to do is go to www.betheevidence.live and you will have access to all of our resources. One of the most amazing resources right now is that we've just recorded two live replay calls on the energies for 2019, covering the eclipses and the retrogrades and where the nodes are going to be at and how the outer planets are going to move. Those are going to be available for all of our members for the rest of the year to go back to and reference to help you navigate what's coming. We would love to see you there. Enjoy the podcast. Hi, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. I think it's going to be a Happy New Year. I'm a little hesitant today.
Yeah. So last night we watched The Wizard of Oz. And you know that scene where the hurricane's about to start, the tornado's about to start, and Dorothy's about to be picked up in the wind. I opened my door this morning and I walked outside and I was like, it feels really eerie out here. Like, it's warm and it's still, but then it's really dense cloud covers. Like, there's stuff that feels eerie. Like, anything could happen at any point in the moment. I think it's going to be a good new year, but I'm really in this eeriness right now.
Yeah. So we're recording on New Year's Eve. Mars is going to click into Aries at 9:20 Eastern PM. I think that, also it's a Scorpio moon right now. Right. I think those are making it really edgy at the moment. Mars went through a retrograde cycle in Aquarius earlier this year and has been in Pisces recently, which it doesn't like being in Pisces, gets waterlogged. And so when Mars clicks into its own sign tonight, I don't know. We'll see what happens, but it feels to me like there's going to be a pop in there. Because that Mars energy is finally able to light up.
Right. Yeah, it feels like the firecrackers that are about, those pop rocks that you could throw down. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what we're about to walk into for some reason, which is interesting.
I don't really go out on New Year's anymore like I used to. But if I were younger, I think I would decide to stay in.
Yeah.
Especially bars and stuff. I think that alcohol with this energy is probably not very safe.
No, they seem combustible is the word that comes into mind. Mm-hmm. Combustible for sure. No, I'm really excited, I think, for the new year in the sense of, I like that recalibration piece, right? Here's the tabula rasa, the blank slate, we're getting to be again, and here's my intention. Not like that. We're setting these in 2019, I will lose 20 pounds, that sort of stuff, but more of how can I choose consciousness and awareness and hold an energy going forward of everything that we've been talking about, possibility and hope and believing, especially on this precept of what feels like there's a lot of intensity matched with it.
Mm-hmm. The astrological calendar, that new year is whenever the sun goes into Aries, but there's still like this collective agreement that you're going to turn over in January. I heard someone the other day say that they felt like 2019 was already done. That time is starting to feel strange. Like, and I've been saying this too, like 2020 might as well be next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm thinking about the incoming new year, it feels like it's going to last like a week. I feel like it's going to go real fast.
I know. I've had a really weird time. I've been writing 3019 lately. Repeatedly. A good 7 to 10 times. And I'm like, what's going on here? 3019. Like, what the heck is going on? But I feel the same way that there's this time. We've been talking about this for weeks. Like time, the continuum of time is getting really hazy, in and out. Like timelines are being jumped. I feel like it's not clear linear anymore.
Yeah, I remember in the earlier part of 2018, before Mars began its retrograde cycle, I was telling people, if you're going to start something new, you need to go ahead and get the scaffolding up, because Mars was going to go retrograde. It'd be hard to make things land. But also, I think that now in 2019, people are going to look up and go, oh, here we go. Wow.
Right.
All of a sudden.
It's true. Mm-hmm. You know how every year at the new year, they start to do 2017 held this, 2018 held this, 2019 is going to do this, all that sort of stuff. I've been reading those lately and I'm like, it looks as if it's been completed. It's like the unleashing, right? Like the box has been opened up, you've opened up the chest and everything's come out. And then now we're moving forward in a lot of ways. I don't know. There's this, I can't shake this feeling though. That's the reason why we've gone through these shadows and even why we're going through them now. I woke up this morning with intense, somebody's got to be mad at me. I've done something. I've hurt people, just a head trip stuff. And it's still happening. Obviously, we're still unearthing these shadows. I just know that that stuff doesn't come up because on the other side of it is just this grassy knoll where everybody's rejoicing. It comes up because there's still you're still processing, you're releasing it, you're healing it. It's coming up to be out of your system entirely. And I think 2019 will hold a lot of that energy as well, that we've purged a lot of things, but in the purging, that doesn't mean that immediately everything goes into just ease.
Yeah. 2018, I think that a lot of relationships took hard blows.
Yeah.
Because both Venus and Mars went into retrograde. Venus and Mercury had retrograde cycles in Scorpio, while Mars went through Pisces. There was a whole lot, and the node went into Cancer. There's a whole lot of sensitivity about healing from trauma that's come up in the last year. Mm-hmm. So trauma and old trauma trying to get moved off of you, and relationships taking blows. I've been sitting with that. Where does that go in 2019? And I know this is going to sound weird, but I think that where that leads us when relationships have taken blows and we've had a lot of trauma come up to be healed, I think it's trying to get us into self-sufficiency,
mm-hmm.
of being able to stand up on our own and in sovereignty and not clinging to things that are trying to fall away and being open to what can come in that's new. But the whole time it's that you've got your own back.
Yeah. It's the self-sufficiency piece that's also matched with this intense radical self-care of that's not just a luxury year. Oh, I'm going to go to the spa today, but that you're constantly working on that self-care piece, whether it be drinking clean juices or having water or going on a walk after you've burned yourself out from the day at work, right? That there's this constant level of how can I deepen taking care of myself so that I am self-sustainable. This seems a really radical shift in a lot of ways.
And we talked about this in the live call for part two for 2019 on Friday, with the BeTheEvidence.live members is having to relearn how to self-care, relearn how to heal our humanness, relearn how to really care for ourselves on a day-to-day basis, on an ongoing, ongoing habitual kind of way. And I think that's on purpose. I think that it goes hand in hand with North Node in Cancer, meaning South Node is in Capricorn. When old systems, rules, institutions, and traditions are breaking down, we have to relearn how we're going to be in the present moment and care for ourselves whenever what we've relied on before isn't working anymore.
Yeah. I was really grateful for that conversation where that came out, that piece came out of how do we self-care and learn this when I feel like it's been a societal effort to make sure we're not taking care of ourselves, where that we're numbing out, that we are doing things that make our heart and our soul quiet and subdued. You know, like I think that that is a huge undertaking and there's so many varying ways that we can do this, from healing our bodies through food and through nutrition, through community, through meditation, through presence practices, through healing the earth, right? Like they're all interconnected. Like I think that this is where we're definitely moving towards. It's not just a matter of like drinking more clean water or alkaline rich water or pH balanced water for yourself, but like how can we shift this into having clean water for everybody, or making sure that we're not contaminating waterways that are in our neighborhoods?
I've noticed that whenever you share like presence practices or wellness directions, people genuinely are like, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Have you noticed and are you surprised by how people don't have basic knowledge?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've been in this field now for 12 years and it's always caught me really off guard because of how I grew up. Of being in farms and being like all my ancestors, my great grandmothers, I remember picking things and hand harvesting with them and using herbs that we found in the woods. It's always been something that catches me off guard when I'm like, okay, so when we make beans, they're not going to come out of a can. They're going to be dried and we're going to put seaweed in them. We're going to put kombu in them because the kombu pulls all of the toxins out of the beans and out of the water. So there's no toxicity in them and it changes the alkalinity so that they are alkaline, or there it changes the acidity so that they're alkaline so that we don't have inflammation in our body. And then we're going to let them boil on a low heat for several hours. And then that will be part of our meal prep for the week, right? And then to be met with so many people that are like, we can cook beans? Like, right? Like I have had this reaction over and over again of like, beans aren't already pre-cooked in cans that you just heat it up. I'm like, you know, it's really interesting to me that like this, to me, this is one of the biggest ways, like when we talk about how people have been suppressed and how we have been duped and how we have been kept small, is like the food aspect and how we are able to truly heal our bodies and tune in with that innate wisdom of our bodies has really been turned off of. Like the things that we can buy very readily are also the things that really contaminate us and hurt us in a lot of different ways. And it's not just hurting us physically, it's hurting the environment as well.
Mm-hmm. You have strong placements in Aries.
Yep.
Are you excited about Mars being in Aries? Are you trigger happy, little concerned about other people being trigger happy too?
I'm happy about it. I'm concerned about other people though. It's sort of like, so I live in the South, right? Perfect example. I grew up in the North and I lived in Montana where we got massive amounts of snow, right? Like I'm used to driving in snow. Then I moved to the South. In the South, you say the word snow and then everybody wigs out and nobody can drive and everybody goes and gets bread and milk and it's a disaster zone. I will not get on the roads because I do not trust how other people cannot handle the snow. I feel that way with Mars going into Aries, that I'm like, I trust myself. I'm used to this energy. I don't know how other people are going to respond to it.
I noticed that whenever we get strong placements or strong transits in Scorpio, I get a lot of people freaking out going, oh God, I think I'm dying. I'm like, you're not dying. Yeah. If you would look at your shit the other 11 months of the year, you'd be fine. I wonder if that, I kind of feel like that's, I mean, I've got Mars in Aries too, but you've got more placements than I do in Aries. Yeah. I kind of wonder if it's like that. If you're like, listen, all that strength that you're feeling, it's meant to protect. It's right. meant to drive forward. It's not meant to destroy things. So just chill out.
Yep. I feel that way completely. I'm like, if you just lead into it, like be the lioness or the lion, right? And like allow it to come up and utilize it in a really helpful manner. It's sort of like the Scorpio placements though. I mean, I think any of those really strong placements are the same way, that it can terrify people that aren't used to it. And then also like people that are very comfortable with it. And like, and you can harness that.
Yeah. It can be used for good.
Yeah.
It can be used for good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like witnessing, because it's a masculine energy.
Yep.
I like witnessing divine masculine energy, like masculine energy that protects or that leads or clears the way or is supportive. I like watching it.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Me too. So much that yesterday I took my son to the grocery store and there was a man that was selling his designs, and it was all like really like what I would consider very dapper designs. Like they were like 1920s, 1930s, like when a man like carried himself like a man in a lot of ways, right? Like suit, vest, tie, the whole thing. And he came up to my son and I, we were checking out of the grocery store, and he was like, you know, I noticed that your son has the energy of a true gentleman. He has the energy of the masculine man in him. And he was like, would you be comfortable talking with me about that? And like, he was like talking to us about his designs and how he feels very called to promoting young men, young boys to becoming like in their divine masculine. And we had this beautiful conversation about like what the divine masculine looks like and how a gentleman carries themselves. And I'm like, more of that, please. I like that. Right? Like, I like that. And I think like applause to the men that are holding that example, like that are in the divine masculine, or the women that are holding the divine masculine and able to say like this, I'm going to protect vulnerability from a really beautiful place and not react or lash out or try to control. Right. Like, I think that's beautiful.
It's also like, it's also that there's, it's not that being angry or feeling like it's time to fight is necessarily a bad thing. There's injustices right. that happen, and sometimes we're not mad enough.
Right.
If you look up when Mars goes into Aries, if you look up, you're like, I feel really pissed about this right now. Okay, why? Mm-hmm. Why? What is going on in front of you? It could be that you're being reactionary and you need to go take a walk. But there's other things like, you know, I cannot allow this person to speak to me this way anymore. For example, right. if all of a sudden, if you've been going, oh, it's fine. And then all of a sudden you're like, it's not fine anymore. Wow. Yep. I'm mad. Right. Mm-hmm. There's a reason. Like yep. listening to what anger or aggression or a sudden surge in power has to say. Sometimes it's meant to protect. Sometimes it's meant to stick up for people. Sometimes it's meant to turn wrongs into rights.
Mm-hmm. I've been feeling that way, especially with that second Guatemalan child that died. I've been feeling like that energy behind it a lot more of like that there's some anger swelling because that is a true injustice. It's a human rights violation. And like to see behind that, that there's people reacting to that, and that I'm also feeling the anger of like, yeah, that's a child. Like we don't want children to die no matter who they are, right? Like that's like a truly place of, I want to protect that type of vulnerability.
Right. So, yeah. So one of the lessons that I think was going to be up front when Chiron goes through Aries, Chiron's going to go into Aries in February and we'll be there for 8 years. It'll be healing how we've hurt ourselves and each other. But I think part of that lesson is going to be in discovering and strengthening how our inner masculine is used for good. It's not meant to destroy things. It's not meant to hurt. It's not meant to cause harm. It's meant to protect.
Right.
It's meant to go after things when it's necessary. But it's meant to be a bodyguard too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is a poetry that's written by this person. His name's R.M. Drake, and he writes about a lot of times moving into the divine masculine and how there's this place where you learn how to protect the darkness or honor your darkness and honor that vulnerability that is found in your shadows and found in the places where you feel broken or weak or exposed or hurt. And that is part of coming into your own light and how beautiful it is to be able to hold and protect that and honor it as a way of healing and bringing in a new way of having this co-partnership within the masculine and the feminine, no matter absent of male and female. Right.
Right. And it's that all energy,
yep,
all planets, all signs have a higher octave, that there is beauty within all of them.
Mm-hmm.
If we'll recognize that, then we can sit with it and go, where's the highest that this energy is trying to take me? Because it all means something. It's right. Not there. It's not there because it's bad. It's not there because you're bad. Right. It's not there. It's not that it's bad or you're bad. What is the higher octave of where this is trying to take us?
Which it makes me think too of like when we were talking beforehand about the Grand Trine water and going into Venus, like those energies are, I believe, all energies, right? Like you just said this, all energies are trying to take us higher, but those energies specifically to me, like keep pointing at me. Like that, I think that there's something that's very interesting and potent about that Grand Trine water pointing in Venus.
Yeah, so Venus in Scorpio is triggering it. It's where Mercury was triggering it when Mercury was in Scorpio, but it's Venus in Scorpio into Chiron and Pisces to North Node in Cancer. I think it's important to recognize that that is an energy we're carrying out of this year into the next, and it's also an energy that will be in the first eclipse on January 5th.
Mm-hmm.
That it's really important to protect our vulnerability, to honor where we have aches that need to be healed, and to be willing to let all the feelings happen,
mm-hmm.
not to suppress them, right? To let all the feelings come up, all of them. And then Mars and Aries would be protecting that vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's constantly. And the more I sit with you and the more I sit with the astrology is like the energies are constantly presenting themselves in a manner to, it's just like the body, to bring us back into homeostasis, right? That like we get too acidic, then like we have dark eye circles under our eyes or our skin's itchy or we feel really inflamed and like our joints are problematic. But like, I feel like the astrology is constantly trying to do the same of bringing us back into like this whole balance of the divine masculine, divine feminine, like vulnerability and bravery and healing through our past hurts into believing in new possibilities and landing us into a greater understanding of how we exist within like the world, but also how we exist in a grander way within our own bodies and our own health and our own environments and the earth.
I'm telling you, man, these planets have consciousness. Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing. There's an orchestration that is bigger than us. And honoring that orchestration and trying to get into the flow of it,
mm-hmm.
that's the poetry of our lives.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. I love that you just said that, the poetry of our lives. That makes me smile. It is the poetry of our lives. And I think, what a great choice that we have available to us, like in the new year of like, how do we want to work with that consciousness? How do we want to work within these energies and how do we want to show up and give into them and receive from them? Like what is the dance we want to take here?
We were just talking about this in the live call for the 2019 astrology at BeTheEvidence.live.
Yep.
Is whenever massive energies are coming in, it is important to come from a perspective if you want this to go as smoothly as possible. Okay. People have free will. They can do whatever they want. But if you will come at it from the perspective of this is in our favor. Mm-hmm. This is taking us higher. This is for us, not against us. Then you can get into the flow of it and go up, 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 even whenever things are coming down. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to trust life beyond anything else that we've trusted before, beyond religion, beyond corporations, beyond tradition, beyond rules. We're going to have to trust the greater force of life itself. Personally, I see that through planets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it can be seen in so many ways, right? Like we can see it through planets. We can see it through tarot. We can go see it going into the gardens and watching plants come from seeds and bloom and produce fruit for us to nourish our bodies. There's so many ways we can tap into those energies. Being next to water and watching a river move, I think it's just this constant conversation of how willing are you to lean into those energies? How willing are you to be that vulnerable and that luscious with it dripping down your face of like, all right, I'm going to trust and I'm going to give in and I'm going to receive this beautiful unknown.
It is a beautiful unknown. It really is.
Yep. Mm-hmm.